Задание 2. Вы услышите диалог. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений A, G соответствуют содержанию текста. 1. True. Какие не соответствуют? 2. False. И о чем в тексте не сказано? То есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3. Not stated. Занесите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа в таблицу. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start.
Hi, Frank. Are you still free for the evening? I hope you are, because I've got us a video for tonight.
Oh, hi, Linda. Great news. What film did you get?
I got The Patriot. Mel Gibson's in it.
Oh, I've already seen that. Sorry. But you know what? You watch it if you want to.
Well, I don't know then. What's it like?
Well, frankly speaking, I didn't like it very much. But the main character is good. Mel Gibson plays a guy who fought in the French and Indian Wars, and he's really sick of war. So when the War of Independence starts, he isn't interested in it at all. But then the British start doing different terrible things, and he decides that he still has to fight.
So it's a good story then. At least it sounds so.
Well, no, not really. The main story's okay, but it's very long. And there's a lot of stuff about his family that's really over-emotional and too sentimental. And there are two love stories that just aren't very interesting. In my opinion, they simply take your attention away from the main story.
Oh, that doesn't sound promising.
And the dialogue is terrible. It's too emotional at times, and sometimes it sounds really modern, which doesn't suit the genre, if you understand what I mean.
Yes, I think I see your point. Is there anything good about the film at all?
Oh, yes. It looks terrific. The photography's wonderful. It's a very beautiful film. The settings and the costumes are also really great.
So, it's realistic? I mean, as a historical film?
Well, no. I didn't think so.
What do you mean?
Well, I thought it was too simplified. The British were all really horrible and violent, and the Americans were all good and honorable. It was too black and white. Oh, and some of it was too modern. Like the Mel Gibson character had a plantation, but he didn't have any slaves on it. That sort of thing was ridiculous.
Anyway, would you advise me to watch it with all its drawbacks?
I don't think so, but you might enjoy the love story part.
Oh, but I like historical films in general. I think I am going to watch it all the same, and then I'll tell you what I think about the love stories and the historical accuracy.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the text again.
Hi, Frank. Are you still free for the evening? I hope you are, because I've got us a video for tonight.
Oh, hi, Linda. Great news. What film did you get?
I got The Patriot. Mel Gibson's in it.
Oh, I've already seen that. Sorry. But you know what? You watch it if you want to.
Well, I don't know then. What's it like?
Well, frankly speaking, I didn't like it very much. But the main character is good. Mel Gibson plays a guy who fought in the French and Indian Wars, and he's really sick of war. So when the War of Independence starts, he isn't interested in it at all. But then the British start doing different terrible things, and he decides that he still has to fight.
So it's a good story then. At least it sounds so.
Well, no, not really. The main story's okay, but it's very long. And there's a lot of stuff about his family that's really over-emotional and too sentimental. And there are two love stories that just aren't very interesting. In my opinion, they simply take your attention away from the main story.
Oh, that doesn't sound promising.
And the dialogue is terrible. It's too emotional at times, and sometimes it sounds really modern, which doesn't suit the genre if you understand what I mean.
Yes, I think I see your point. Is there anything good about the film at all?
Oh, yes. It looks terrific. The photography's wonderful. It's a very beautiful film. The settings and the costumes are also really great.
So, it's realistic? I mean, as a historical film?
Well, no. I didn't think so.
What do you mean?
Well, I thought it was too simplified. The British were all really horrible and violent, and the Americans were all good and honorable. It was too black and white. Oh, and some of it was too modern. Like the Mel Gibson character had a plantation, but he didn't have any slaves on it. That sort of thing was ridiculous.
Anyway, would you advise me to watch it with all its drawbacks?
I don't think so, but you might enjoy the love story part.
Oh, but I like historical films in general. I think I am going to watch it all the same, and then I'll tell you what I think about the love stories and the historical accuracy.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.